Now, he wants a big bite of the company.
That's all right,
One Eye insisted. The Dominator himself couldn't bust in here. What do you want to bet? That's exactly what Smoke thought about his spy-proof room. I shuddered. So did One Eye. I had not witnessed Smoke's destruction by the monster that got into his hidden place through a pinhole in his protection, but I had heard. Whatever became of Smoke? I asked. The monster had not killed him. Croker lifted a finger to his lips. Right around the corner. I thought we were going back to the room where Goblin, One Eye, and the old man wakened me from my last seizure. I just assumed they had the Red Hand Strangler there, behind the curtain. Not so. We arrived at what seemed to be a different place entirely, and the deceiver was not alone. The Radisha Dra, sister of the ruling prince, the Prabhrindra Dra, leaned against the wall and stared at the prisoner in a way that suggested she enjoyed a conviction that the Liberator was soft on villains. Small and dark and wrinkled, like most Taglian women who make it past 30, she was one hard woman, and too bright besides. They say the only time she ever lost her composure was the night Lady killed all the senior members of Taglios's various priesthoods, ending religious resistance to her participation in the war effort as a key player. There has been a lot less intrigue since that demonstration. Our allies and employers now seem inclined to leave our destruction to us. If you polled the Taglian nobilities and priesthoods, you would find that most of the upper classes believe the Radisha makes the princely decisions, which is near the truth. Her brother is stronger than is commonly supposed, but he prefers to be off soldiering. Behind the Radisha stood a table. Upon the table lay a man. Smoke? I asked. My question was answered. Smoke was still alive, and still in a coma. He had all the muscle tone of a bowl of lard. Behind him was the other side of the curtain, identical to the one I saw when I awakened. Then this was the same room, approached from a different direction. Strange. Smoke. Croker agreed, and I realized I was being made privy to a major secret. But this character said anything interesting? Croker asked the Radisha, cutting me off. She must have been amusing herself with the prisoner. And there must be some reason the captain did not want her paying too much attention to Smoke.
No, but he will.
The Strangler faked a sneer. A brave man, but a fool. He, of all people, would know what torture could do.